Okay, but now I'll call the board back in session. Gentlemen, we got two under advisement before we go on to our old business. And our first one under advisement is case number 11,318. This was on William Sands. And I'll go back to you, Mr. Mills.
Well, there's a question about the western boundary line. I don't know that it...
Right.
I don't know that it really has... I don't know that it has that great of... I don't know what effect it has towards the request, except that it may... They may have otherwise asked for even greater relief. Applicant was, you know, it was correct, and I mean, if the opposition was correct in the fact that, you know, they actually have a 36-foot lot, they may have asked for more relief, but they're not. So,
right, I don't think that the western side line is going to have anything to do with the variances there.
No, it would require an additional variance, and
right.
If.
If it was wrong, it would require additional variance from the. So I think just my opinion is that we can vote. I mean, we can make a decision on those.
I would agree. I mean, they're.
You said long didn't have no effect between 23 and 24, but at that time, the lady did.
I mean, there's not. Either way, I don't know how much closer, no. If at all, they could get
right.
to 23, so.
Right.
I don't either. So I have no problem with it.
That it would be up to the board. Part of your reasoning was that the survey prepared by Lakeson Delaware Land Surveyor shows that the applicant is maintaining the required 10-foot setback
right.
from lot 25.
Right.
That's one of that could be a reason within your findings.
We can't
override what a surveyor says.
No.
A surveyor licensed
right.
the state of Delaware to establish the correct boundaries, and this surveyor says
right.
it is correct. If the neighbor has submitted a survey showing something different,
that's something
really
that should
at, you really couldn't still make a decision. It's up to the court.
Could we just say, Lawrence, to shorten it up, that if we approve or disapprove the variance based on the submitted this here
sure.
in front of us,
good.
And
yeah,
shorten that up without having to say.
I think what I would. Mr. Rickard, if you're looking at it, just reference the survey that's dated July the 12th, 2013. Now, I do note on there, Lawrence, that the Mr. Lank, that the survey does say no title search was provided or stipulated.
That's a standard note on every survey.
So,
really,
you know,
are they saying anything or not?
I don't know how far they investigated that boundary line, but, you know, it is a survey that we did get from a surveyor.
Well, the reason I say you could do the 10-foot setback is being
11, 4,
being
13.
Made it conforming next to lot 25 is that they're showing where the 4-foot
right.
addition to lot 25 is located.
Right.
On the other side of the line.
That's right.
But I think, you know, they're maintaining a 10-foot setback from that lot line.
From the proper or from the survey line.
And you should use the date of the survey was July 12th, but you should use the revision date of November 4th.
11-4, right? 13.
Right. For the where the seal is.
Yeah.
Right, where it showed or corrected proposed dwelling. And it's on the seal
right.
also.
Oh, I see it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, based on our discussion here, based on the survey that is presented to us, dated 11-4-13, that make the motion that we approve case number 11,318 based on that survey. And that the 40-foot front lot is, and it's one of the smallest in that lot, too. Well, most of them are small, 40-foot in that lot, so that the uniqueness of the lot would be the 4,937 square feet foot lot plus the 40-foot front. The 40-foot lots are in there. The variance is necessary for any reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, because that's the way they were cut out to be on the plot. And a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,318. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,318 is approved. Okay.